Welcome, welcome to Project 24 Podcast Beyond the Surface. You know, the podcast that explores different methods, perceptions, and practices that go beyond the surface of what everyone else is doing, giving you tools to live your highest potential. For those that don't know me or are first time here, I'm Dominic Michael. I'm the founder of Project 24. It's a nonprofit organization that is here as a service to you. For any guidance, coaching, assistance, providing any service needed to help and assist in balancing your spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical bodies that are all within us that we may be struggling with. You know, today we're going to cover a super, super relevant topic that I really think is important in living our life experience. And that's called breaking generational curses and organizational curses, you know, curses in the workplace. I think they all tie in together. You know, how we are inside our workplaces, how we are in our personal space. So these patterns can affect us in ways we often do not realize, emotionally, financially, physically, mentally, and yes, even professionally. So before we dive in, be sure to hit that subscribe button. You never want to miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and those links are all in the description. You could also visit our website at project-24.org. That's project-24.org for any kind of resources, contact information in case you wanted to reach out for any kind of assistance. So, packed episode. I love sharing information, and let's just get this rolling. You know, when you think about organizational curses, generational curses, you know, what are these so-called curses? You know, it has absolutely nothing to do with voodooism, bad luck, superstitions. It's not those kind of curses. It actually has everything to do with behaviors, beliefs, emotional patterns passed down through families and generations. Sometimes these curses are ingrained in us such that we hardly recognize they even exist. You know, perhaps it is a long history of poor money management, very poor relationship patterns, or even addictions. These are things capable of being passed down from generation to generation, and many times they happen unconsciously. Think about it just for a moment. Perhaps you have noticed that some of these negative behaviors or contexts have continued to happen within your family. You might hear some family or individual say, that's the way our family is, or it's always been this way. These are signs that something could be a generational pattern that might actually really be harmful over time. Now, when we talk about how to break these curses, that means being able to identify those patterns that are unhealthy, go through some kind of healing with them, and choose different ways of acting. And it's not just about pointing fingers. It's never about pointing fingers, right? Or laying blame on past generations or past family members. Often, these behaviors were survival mechanisms, or people simply didn't know any better. And the goal here is to really bring awareness and change. Most people just operate with what they know. And that's just who I am. That's what I am. Don't try to change me. And I always say, kind of share different ways. Be open to receiving different beliefs and ways to do things, right? Now, how do you start to break these generational curses? First of all, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. So it's recognizing them. It starts with recognition. Sometimes that takes a different perspective, like even from a therapist. There's so many people that I speak to now in a younger generation that actually therapy is self-care for them. And there's so many people that are speaking to that. And if you look back in the past 10 years, 15 years, if you're my age, that wasn't even talked about. There's nothing wrong with me. I don't need to see a therapist. That rhythm has changed. It's a lot of self-care world we live in, self-love that everybody's seeking, okay? So therapy is one of the best tools for breaking cycles. Because when you look at therapy, it allows you to reflect on experiences without judgment. Because a lot of people won't speak their truth or what they truly feel because they're in fear of judgment. You know, another way is through open communication, being transparent, being open. If one feels that perhaps there may be a trend in one's family, having that dreaded talk with that family member can indeed be life-changing. And of course, much easier said than done, right? Especially if your family never really spoke openly about issues. But remember, just remember this, you have the power to change that for future generations, your children, okay? Your traditions, your generation going forward. It's also important, very important to note, that initially healing from generational curses can be very lonely. Trust me, I know this. You may be the first person within your family to actually address these issues, and that can be very isolating. But there is so much strength to breaking the cycle, not just for you, but all those future generations going forward. I always like to say that you might be that one to heal what was broken for years. And that itself is powerful. Bathe in that. Soak in that. Whether it's choosing a different career path than your parents, setting boundaries and healthier relationships, or making better financial choices, these small things can make a huge difference over time. In that same rhythm, let's kind of shift. Let's change gears a little bit and talk about organizational curses, those workplace curses. You know, I know in my line of work, we always hear this term, toxic work environments, all the time. But what does that really mean? You know, an organizational curse is when various negative activities or ways of being become the culture in that organization. They may be things like poor communication, lack of accountability at the leadership level, or perhaps it's exclusively a hyper-competitive environment that really does not allow people to collaborate much. As a result, it would not be novel or strange to observe that culture of a company because it's reflected by its leadership behavior, right? Most times, once the leaders begin to micromanage or stir up rivalry, putting services against services, divisions against divisions, what's the result? We the employees are suppressed, unvalued. And with time, man, that burnout becomes the order of the day. So how do we break these organizational curses? Leadership or team membership, the first step is to create space for open feedback. I must underline the point, and I really mean this because I see it in my organization, in my workplace. Employees' voices must be heard without fearing retaliation. And above all else, leaders must model this behavior, that open door policy, that suggestion box, listening to your employees' feedback before making decisions as a leader. You know, another useful step involves transparency. In work, out of work, one of my top values. Most dysfunctional organizations, I see this, lack clarity concerning goals, roles, or even decision-making processes. This may lead to frustration, confusion. Nurturing that negative culture that has been around. This is the way we always done it, man. But let me say this, culture change doesn't happen overnight, right? It does take time, and it usually starts with one person who wants to do things different, outside of the box. You know, sometimes all it takes is you being the one to start having the ripple effect. You leading by example and not being afraid to speak up when you see something that is not right. Even if you're not in a leadership position, you can do these things. Be an empowered employee. Change, you know, might be in small form. The size of introducing open dialogue in meetings, suggesting a few team building exercises, doing some research on how to do that, or encouraging others to give recognition to the employees within that organization. These may be small, but man, I'm going to tell you what they reap in the end. You're going to harvest and reap some dividends over time. But you have to be able to understand it's not going to happen immediate with any kind of curse breaking. Generational, organizational, family generational curses, organizational curses. You know, a lot of the questions I get in relationship to this topic, there's one common one that really sticks out. And people always ask, but what if I'm the only one in my family or organization who wants to change? You know, if you are the only one, that does tend to be a tough situation, but it's not hopeless. You know, it's like this. The beginning of change often starts with just one person. And though sometimes it feels lonely, over time, your actions have the power to inspire others. I've done it. I've went through family generational curses. I'm going through organizational curses. So I know it's going to take some time. It really is. But the beginning of change often starts with just one person. And though sometimes in my experiences, it felt lonely, over time, my actions have the power and still does have the power to inspire others outside the organization, within the organization. Okay. You know, other people have asked, you know, how do I know if what is going on in my life is actually a generational curse or just bad luck? Well, first of all, excellent question, you know, when I get asked that. But I don't believe in luck. Everything happens to us for us. Okay. It's not done to us. It happens for us. There's no coincidence. I don't believe in luck. And usually how you look at recognizing if it's a curse is that curse is some kind of negative pattern that keeps appearing throughout two or three or four generations. The same thing in an organization. We've been doing this for 15 years. Yeah, that's a lot of generations, right? It's more than just a string of bad luck. It's a cycle. And knowing the cycle is how one can break it. You know, I think the only way you break any kind of organizational curse or family generational curse, if you set and challenge your beliefs, keep what works for you, discard what doesn't, doing things different to bring different results. You know, that's what I wanted to share today on this episode. More episodes going to be coming out on Project 24 Beyond the Surface podcast. I know we covered some ground in these terms of family generational curse breaking and organizational curses. I hope and trust you found this episode informative, empowering, that maybe you can use some of these thought processes and perceptions and know you're not alone. Know you're not alone because, yes, change is possible. And that change can be it in your family or at your workplace. But you can actually really be that missing link that's been needed. So again, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss the upcoming episodes coming up. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And like I said, those links are in the description box below. You could also, if you want any kind of more information or reach out and contact us, you can visit our website at project-24.org for more resources and contact information. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm truly, truly blessed to have the people that listen, to have the people that reach out, and beyond blessed every day with all the interactions you guys reach out and talk and keep me going. I really appreciate that to you. So let's keep being true to ourselves, and we'll catch you next time here on a Project 24 Beyond the Surface podcast. You guys stay blessed.